Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Let's do something. Let's have a little fun. And I want everybody to join in. Let's take a deep breath, hold it, and then breathe it out. Are you ready? Let's take a deep breath. Everybody, breathe it out. Feels good, doesn't it? Feels mighty good. Well, just what? I have talked you into a conspiracy. You are conspirators. We are now co-conspirators. And that's a bad word to be conspirators in a conspiracy. But the word conspire means to breathe together. That's how it came from, breathe together. So we just breathe together. I like the way the English language is. It always confused me. In breathing together, we have breathed in air. Air that has been on this planet from the dawn of creation. When God said, let there be the heavens and the earth, the sky and the firmament, he created the air that we breathe. Air, wind, ruach, the word for God's breath or air or wind is ruach in the Hebrew. And over the firmament, the breath, the wind of the air of God swept around the chaos, and order came to be, and everything was created. Well, we're all about wind today, air. Big wind, as we hear in the Acts report. Great big wind that changed the world forever. The boys, and I tend to call them that, the disciples, because they act childishly most of the time, and you call me boy too, because I do the same. They were scared, they were disorganized, they were disgruntled, they were distraught. They were lost because Jesus had left them 10 days ago. He had died, was resurrected, he came back, and now he's gone. But he promises he's sending this advocate, this spirit, and I bet they didn't have a clue what he was talking about. If I'd been there, I wouldn't have had a clue what he was talking about. But then they know. When they're there in that place in Jerusalem, together with some friends and other folks, obviously, they were around. Here it comes, like that train that goes up and down this thing right here. You can hear it coming, and it makes all this noise, and the ground shakes. Well, think about that multiplied 100, maybe 1,000 times for them. As this wind swept through that room, swept through where they were. And they said, wow, what is going on here? All these flames were shooting out of people's heads. What is going on here? And then a remarkable, unbelievable thing happens. They ask themselves, what's going on here? But they're a bunch of different folks. They're from out of town. And they're gathered together outside, and they start talking to each other, and they understand every word they're saying. The differences in their language now become common. This wind, this spirit, has brought them together as one common language. And when you can speak a common language, you can get along. All kind of different things will happen when you speak a common language. The Pentecost, the 50th day after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we celebrate this great moment, this defining moment, and it's better known as the birthday of the church. And why is that? Well, if you read along a little bit more in the Acts story, Peter, he is obviously filled with the Holy Spirit. He begins to preaching. I mean, he was preaching like the paint would come off the walls. And 3,000 were added that day. 3,000. I would give anything to preach like that. If I could preach like that, I'd beat every Baptist preacher in the whole United States. Altar calls, they'd be coming down like crazy if I could preach like Peter. But he was filled with the Spirit. And not only were 3,000 added that day, but if you look at the trajectory of history from that point, 100 years in from that point, most of the known world has heard about the good news of God in Christ. The Holy Spirit just rocks through there, rocked through there, rocked through the whole world. This is a very odd story. So where did the Spirit come from? Well, the Spirit's been there since the very beginning, like I mentioned a moment ago. And we hear about breath, wind, and Jesus breathing on them, receiving the Spirit throughout the gospel accounts. One of my favorite theologians and preachers is Barbara Brown Taylor. And she offers this little way to consider it. Says Jesus is hanging on the cross, and his last word is, "It's finished." And then we read that, "And he gave up his spirit, his air, his life. He gave it up. His last breath." But Barbara Brown Taylor suggests that we live in this world with this air, which you just recycle. You don't make any new and you don't lose the old. It's been here since the dawn of time. Dinosaurs have breathed this air. Gorillas have breathed this air. All kind of people in history have breathed this air. We recycle it. We breathe it in, we breathe it out, it moves here. She suggests that that last breath of Jesus, as he gave it up, started circling and gathering energy and strength. And then 50 days later, on the day that they were gathered together, distraught, disorganized, in despair, boom, here comes that breath of Jesus, now multiplied billions of times, to fill them with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, who is not gone. He's still there in the presence of the Advocate, the Spirit, the Comforter. I really like that, because I think it's probably the way it actually happened. Because if you think of that Spirit of God, that Spirit, what does Jesus give instructions to the guys about? Go forth into the nations, heal the sick, raise the dead, proclaim the good news of God in Christ, that the kingdom is here right now. Go forth, and you need energy to go forth, and energized by Spirit. And Spirit is life, as we will say in just a few moments. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. The giver of life, yes. And so that trajectory, that explosion there on the day of Pentecost, circled the globe many, many times. And it's not just some pipe dream. It's not something that happened in history. It's happening to this very day right here on Riddle Street by the river. And we're going to see tangible evidence of that in just a few moments when we will award to the folks who have graduated from EFM their certificates. And they have spent a lot of time. Education for ministry is what it talks about. They have learned and they have studied and they have been together and formed a common life together to know more about and to be able to then proclaim in the good news of God in Christ. We're also going to honor our Sunday school teachers, Christian formation teachers today too, and thank them. That's another part of it. That's another part of it. That energy that people have when they feel the Spirit to serve as teachers. As teachers. Now, right now, we're in a place where we're coming out of the darkness. We've been apart. We've been in some pretty dark, places for a long time here, where we're coming out. And what the Spirit of God is all about is rebirthing, renewal, reinvigorating, restructuring. And here's our opportunity. We're coming back. We had an 8 o'clock service today. We've got 11 o'clock service now. We'll have a 5:30 service tonight. We're getting Sunday school wrapped up again. Had Godly Play today. We had a book club today. We're together. We're getting more and more together again, closer to where we were. We're being rebirthed, filled with that energy. And as we go forth in that rebirthing, it's now an opportunity to do all sorts of great good things that we couldn't do because we were locked up in our houses. But it's that wonderful time of rebirth. I think it's wonderful that Pentecost is today and we're honoring these folks, these teachers, and those that have been taught to do that today. Pretty sweet, huh? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Come down upon us and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. And on Pentecost, when I preach, I usually expect an amen.
Amen.
Not bad. Let us stand and reaffirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work,
for family, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world. For Joe, our president, for Brian and Henry, our governors, for the leadership of the CSR Day. For the just and proper use of your creation. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble. For the peace and unity of the Church of God. For our congregation in Kingston, King of Peace, and in our companion diocese of the Dominican Republic, for the congregations in Jemani, St. Paul the Apostle, St. Titus, and St. Ignatius.
For all who are in the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For our presiding bishop, Michael, our bishop, Frank, for our clergy, Joe, Bill, and Irwin, for all bishops, priests, and deacons. For all health care providers, first responders, essential workers, and all who offer themselves in service to others, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, give comfort and renew their energy, strength, and compassion. Lord, in your mercy. For all who are serving our country at home and abroad, especially Jonathan, Dylan, Joe, Andrew, Zach, Graham, Toby, Trey, Joe, Sylvan, Jim, Zachary, and Bennett. For for the members of our search committee in this parish during our time of self-study and search, that we shall grow in our commitment to one another and to the cause of your Christ, and may come to choose a faithful pastor to join us in our ministries in our parish community and diocese. For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, especially Shirley, Mickey, David, Joyce, John, June, Hester, Ari, Bill, Margaret, Reese, George, Lewis, Sid, Pete, Reba, Keisha, Lois, Alice, Norm, Darrell, Teresa, Bernice, Martin, Barbara, Jeff, Wayne, Jackson, Beverly, Billy, Melanie, Richard, Sophie, Emma, Sage, Eric, Sweet, Mike, Norman, Bobby, Joe, Tommy, Lori, Odell, Jill, Martha, Bo, Linda, Ash, Catherine, Mason, and Tiara. Hear us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King. We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom, especially them. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Dear friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you. Exchange the peace the old-fashioned way. Fortunately, it takes about 20 minutes when I do it, so we're always on a schedule. Well, I welcome, first of all, on this wonderful Pentecost Day as we celebrate the birth of the church, bring your attention to the announcements here. One thing, the Daughters of the King are having discernment classes, and If they would let me, I'd join Daughters of the King. That's one of the more powerful ministries of any parish, but particularly in this parish, particularly as they minister to our college kids and our youth and everything. So it's a wonderful opportunity to do ministry in a very special way. Suzanne, would you come up? And Kim Butler, are you? Oh, there you are. Come on, what? Kim, there you are, Kim. Kim is dressed appropriately for Pentecost, of course. Way to go. Jimmy Carter once said, when asked, what is spirit, President Carter? He said, I can't see it, but I can see the effects of it. And that if spirit is wind, we see how the wind blows and makes the white waters and all that kind of stuff. Well, teaching is kind of like spirit. They are usually well-kept secrets, but what they do is powerful because they change lives, and education and teaching people is one of the, it may be the most powerful thing we can do. And Kim, you're the only one here today, I understand. So you are representing Ivy Coleman, done Godly Play by Zoom. I also want to recognize Coleman Graham, who taught the Weaving God's Promises classes, Todd Schaefer, who taught the EYC class for middle and high school youth. Thank you very, very much. The Flower Guild would like for y'all to have these as a little token of appreciation from them and for us as well. Next is recognizing the EFM graduates. I said earlier in that sermon, you know, that's another, again, the effects of the Spirit. These people have devoted 4 years of their life for 9 months out of a year to study. This is kind of like a mini seminary. And they form not only an educational expertise, but also a spiritual expertise as they come together and community building. And I know when I did EFM 30 years ago, I'm still in touch with the people who I did it with, and they're good friends, and we stay in touch, and we developed, I mean, probably a little bit better than my family sometimes. It's a powerful ministry. So we want to recognize them, the graduates. Let's see. Suzanne, you stand there. Over here, where are the pens? You got the pens. Give the pens to Kim. Let her give those out. This worked in rehearsal. It really did. All right. And then, these are gorgeous. The problem is the names are in some kind of ancient script, so if I mispronounce the name, forgive me. I think I get this one. Barbara Coleman, Barbara? Yes, Barbara, come on down. And don't go away. Stay down there after you get that, because I need to get your picture. Elizabeth said, get a picture. And so I get a picture. Come on. Kathleen Enix. Kathleen here. Not here. Joan Vannaber. There she comes. While Joan is coming up, Louise Fennessy. Oops. Jamie Rayburn. Magda Newland. Oh, there comes Magda. Yeah. Francis O'Shea. Barbara Register. Thank you. Barbara's coming up, Mary Painter. Oh, is that it?
One more,
okay.
She was a mentor for the FA.
Oh, she's a mentor? Mm-hmm. There's a mentor.
Congratulations.
and Kathleen Chandler, who is also a mentor. That's even harder education to get to be a mentor. Thank you. Let me go up here and get my camera. All right, now, remember how we rehearsed this so we could get everybody's picture? Y'all get up on the steps. We're going to finish this sometime today. Hey, wait a minute. They spent 4 years doing this. So we can give them 4 more minutes, can't we? There we go. Yeah. Y'all just gather together up there. Get up here. Yes. Now we're doing it. This is looking good. And I don't have to be the only one taking pictures now. All righty, make sure you can see me. Okay, you can just kind of make sure you can see me. There we go. Perfect. Hi, my brothers and sisters, they deserve a standing ovation. Okay, as long as we're on a roll, the previous students in EFM and the previous ones and the current ones, stand up so we can see who you are. There we go. These are the ones that are rocking right now. These are one of these days I want to ask that question, everybody in this room stands up. Oh, okay, let's walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in fulfillment of his true promise, the Holy Spirit came down on this day from heaven, lighting upon the disciples to teach them and to lead them into all truth, uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith, and giving to your church the power to serve you as a royal priesthood and to preach the gospel to all nations. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. The night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament, serve you in unity, constancy, and peace, and at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, and with him, and in him. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore,
let us keep the feast. Hallelujah. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Oh,
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food and the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. Had a great time today honoring and recognizing all sorts of folks. Well, there's one more before we go, and that's Maddie. Where are you, Maddie? You were here somewhere, weren't you? There you are. I have had more fun working with Maddie. She is one of the things, the hearts and soul, along with Elizabeth and Hannah, Keith, Hillary, that make this place go. You talk about you don't see them, but you see what in the world's going on. And it's a well-oiled machine, isn't it, Keith? Huh? It is fantastic. Maddie, Godspeed. Thank you so much. I have had a ball working with you. And if you ever need a job and I can ever find myself another job, I'm hiring you. So let's give Maddie a round of applause, too, everybody. Thank you. Always remember how short life is and how very little time we have to gladden the hearts of those that travel along with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the awesome and eternal blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit abide with each and every one of you this very moment and remain with you all the days of your life. Amen. Okay, that's it. Let's go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit, singing Alleluia, Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.